Okay.
Really, I do not, by any stretch of the imagination, plan on going as long as Stephen goes. Really, I had this discussion with Stephen. It was incredible. I didn't believe him for a second when he said I try to go short. I know, and so does Rivaro. I know. Okay. Fine. Okay. When Steve and I were talking about these two blot, so we had a slight problem with these Gemaras. Basically, right, when I was in Yeshiva, we started Bikiyas in this part of the Perek at like Daf Tes Vav or something, because Daf Yud to Yud Beis is almost exclusively covered, it's almost entirely covered in morning Seder. So we weren't really sure what sugyas you hadn't done in Shir, Kedushay Bia, I assume at some point you'll do Kedushay Gazav, I know you did, Yibum and Achilas Truma were both Shir Kali, and I'm sure you all followed with rapt attention.
We don't do Kedushay Bia in Shir.
Well, then I'm definitely not going to be the one to give it. Okay. Anyways. And moving on. Okay. So, we decided, and also apparently Stephen always does the earlier part of the Dapim in case people aren't that far, and this week that was likely true with, there should be Makar somewhere, with the Levaya, V'chadome. So, this is going to be a little bit off the daf, but it will relate, and hopefully we will not go that long. So, the Gemara on Daf Yodam and Beis, right, one of the things that it deals with there is Achilas Truma on behalf of the wife of a Kohen, and the Gemara deals with the with different shitos. Are you allowed to eat it only as a Nesua? Are you allowed to eat it as an Arusa? If you can only eat it as an Nesua, is that Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Is it because Chashin and Lesimpon? Because we're worried that maybe there'll be some sort of mum that would void the Kiddushin. But it really begs the question, and Shir Klali dealt with it a little bit, and you know, for those of you who weren't following with rapt attention, or you were at the end, I'll quickly cause the main point of Shir Klali in hopefully 3 minutes or less. But it really begs the question, what is the relationship between Kedushas Kohen and the mitzvah and or heter of eating truma such that it relates to the Kohen's wife? So to do that, what I wanted to do was analyze with you the sugya of Kedushas Kohen, Kedushas, and highlight the nature of Kedushas Kohen by contrasting it to Kedushas Levi, and how that relates to Achilas Truma. Most of what I'm going to say tonight is from Rosenzweig, both from a shir he gave here when I was in Yeshiva, when I was in Shanabet, when we were doing Kedushin, also from an article he wrote. Some of it's from Lichtenstein, some of it is my arguments with both of Rosenzweig and Lichtenstein. I will, as we go along, be mitzayin when those points are. Okay, but getting to the material so we don't go that long. And again, who's in charge of telling me when it's getting too close to 11? Good. Okay, good. So, source, I know it looks like a lot. I understand. I try very much to keep it at two pages, even if that means I eliminate margins, which is a wonderful trick. What?
Yeah, he gets it to one page.
Yeah, on three. Thank you. Okay, that doesn't prove anything. Okay. Tanan. So the Gemara in Becharos, first source says, "Misha yilubanit v'nasa isha shel yiladav." If someone had children, they got married to a woman who had not yet have children. So nizgaira miuberes, and then she converted. While he married a non-Jewish woman, and she converted while she was pregnant, nishtachra miuberes, or she was freed, right? He married a shechad, and she was freed when she was pregnant. V'yalda he v'kohenes, he v'levia, he v'isha shekvar yalada, and she gave birth, and a kohenes, or a bas kohen, or a bas levi, or a woman who had given birth, v'chein misha lo shas achare ba'al ha'shosh chadashim v'nises, or someone got remarried less than 3 months after her husband had died, right? There's halacha, right? After a man dies, his wife has to wait 3 months to make sure that she's not pregnant, because then there might be a confusion who the child belongs to, right? It's called in halacha, right? Achron or Teisha LaRishon, right? Is it a full-term baby of the first husband or a preterm second husband? V'yolda, now they gave birth. V'en yadua, so now we don't know. There's two babies in this room, Imben Teisha LaRishon, Imben Sheva LaAchron. So Bechor LeKohen, so this baby is now going to be a Bechor for purposes of Kohuna, meaning for purposes of Pidyon HaBen. And therefore you will not have to be po to the child. V'enu Bechor LeNachala. But the child will not be a Bechor for the purposes of inheritance. Because, what's the operating principle here? Amos Mechaveru Alaf Araya. Right? In the case of Bechor, the Kohen has to prove that the child is a Bechor. Because he is now owed Chamesh Shloim. Right? On the other hand, when it comes to Yerusha, right? If the child is a Bechor, he would get Yishnayim, right? He'd get double. Or, depending on whose mother he is, right, he would get inherit all. Fine. So Gemara says, Michlal de kahuna velevia piturin. So this implies that the bas kohen bas levi are pater. So di aber mimat. So who is the father of this child, such that the child of the bas kohen bas levi is pater from pidyon haben? So the Gemara says, Ilema di aber mi kohen velevi. If the child is the son of a Kohen and a Levi, right? Meaning both the mother and the father come from the Levite tribe. Iachi, Ma'iria Kohen es Vilevia. So then you don't need the mother to be a Bas Kohen or Bas Levi to be Pater from Pidyon HaBen, because the father exempts, right? Yes? Right? If either the father or mother is from, is either a Kohen or a Levi, right? The child does not need a Pidyon HaBen. Hence, my child didn't need a Pidyon HaBen. And Alex just did. Thank you. Okay. Afilu Bas Yisrael Nami. Whereas that even if it was a Bas Yisrael, right, because the father is a Kohen or Levi, so it would be fine. El Diyar Yamei Kochavit. So what was the case? So we're dealing with the case of a woman, a Kohenes or a Levia, who the father is a non-Jew. So then the Gemara says, Kohenes Petura, is it true that the Bas Kohen, if the father is a non-Jew, the child will be exempt from Pidyon HaBen? V'amar Rav Papa, but Rav Papa said, Badiklan Rabba. Rabba checked it out and said that Kohenes, Shenis Abra, Me'ove Kochavim Ma'u. What's the halach of a Bas Kohen that becomes pregnant from an Ove Kochavim? Va'aminale, and he said, "Lav ha'inu derav adar barahava." Isn't this the case? Adar barahava, Domar, who said that Levia shel yolda, a bas Levi who gives birth, bina padmi chamish lam. Va'amarli, and he said to me, "Hachi hash." Are these the same cases? Right. So he said, "Didn't we already say that a bas Levi, bas Levi, even if she sleeps with a non-Jew and the child is right?" Whatever, she slept with a non-Jew, right? Still, her child is going to be pater from Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says, yes, that's true by Levi, but Bishlama Levia Bikdushasa Kaima. By a Levi, it makes sense that even if she sleeps with a non-Jew, still her child is going to be exempt from Pidyon HaBen. Titania, could we learn a Braisa, Levia Shinishbeis Hoshinivala Bilas Nus, that a Levia who was captured, and therefore there's a presumption that she might have been raped, or she had bilas nus, she had an illicit relationship willingly. Nos in law mina meiser v'ocheles, she can still eat meiser el kohenes, but a kohenes, once she has slept with someone she shouldn't have slept with, kaven di ibayla hav yazara. Once she has slept with someone she's not allowed to, she is a zara. Okay. So the Gemara is a little bit complicated, but what's important for us, I see signs of assent. Okay, the Gemara is a little bit complicated. But the point, very simply, is as follows. The Gemara assumes that a Bas Kohen, if she has an illicit relationship, she sleeps with a non-Jew, she sleeps with one of the Arayos, her Kedushas Kehuna, her rights to be part of the Shevet, the sub-Shevet of the Kohanim, and therefore the rights to have her child not need a Pidyon HaBen, dissipate. They disappear, that's it. A Levi a bas levi, that's not the case. Even if she has bia, that's asura. Even if she's raped, even if she sleeps with someone she's not supposed to, she maintains her status as a levia, and therefore her son is still pater from pidyon haben. And the Gemara's proof is that even a levia who's nivelet bilas nus, who sleeps with someone she shouldn't, she can still eat maaser, which is not true. She still gets maaser, which is not true by a bas kohen. A bas kohen, once she's nifseles, she can no longer eat truma. So, what's the difference? Right? And this is what we're going to examine. What is the difference between Kedusha's kahuna and Kedusha's levia? Right? Why would it be that the Kedusha of a bas kohen is more sensitive, such that if she sleeps with someone she shouldn't, then suddenly her Kedusha is eliminated, and the normal halachos of being part of the Kohen family doesn't apply? She can't eat truma, her son is now chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. It's not true for Levi. And if you look at source 2, the Rambam, when he quotes it, says, Ezeu zar kol she'eno mizera aaron hazecharim Shnamar Varchu b'nei Aaron v'ektiru b'nei Aaron b'nei Aaron v'lo. I'll get that in a moment. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, right, he gets rid of the lashon of kedushas levi. He just quotes the halacha as is. Okay, right, a levi, a bas levi, if she sleeps with someone she shouldn't, still she can eat truma, and therefore since she can eat truma, her son is still pater from pidyon haben. That's not true by a kohen. So first thing we have to ask is, right, we know that there's kedushas kohanim, right. Now, does that Kedushas Kuhuna extend to women? Does that extend to Bas Kohen?
Yes.
Yes. Prove it.
Bas Kohen, Pidyon HaBen? Not what we're talking about?
Is there, well, what about Levi? Is there Kedushas Levi?
Yeah, but I'd argue that there are two Kedushas. I think the Kedusha of the Levi comes more from the Shevet. From the actual, you know, status, which would make sense because that can't be removed. Whereas the Kedusha of a Kohen is more that you've been selected for a Kohuna. So that would be something that you can have stripped away or given to you.
Okay, so we're going to have to sharpen that point. B'chodo your tear. There's a lot to what you're saying. It has to be sharpened a little bit. A little bit of idiok there, but okay. But to an extent, you're right. But let's analyze what the status is of a bas kohen. So let's look. So you look at source 2. The Rambam says, and this is the context of avoda. Ezu zar, who is a zar, kol she'eno mizera aharon hazicharim. Anyone who is not from the male children of Aaron, right? Male kohanim. Shnemar baruchu b'nei Aaron, v'ktiru b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron, v'lo b'noz Aaron. So, the simplest explanation of the Rambam is that Lislan in Avoda, who's defined as Kohen and who's not?
Male.
Very simple. B'nei Aaron, lo b'noz Aaron. Males, not females. Because only males can work in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chinuch, for when he quotes his halacha, does not have this. Right, if you look, for example, at source 6, right? Shelo yavod zar b'mikdash. Shelo yavod zar b'mikdash, klomar kol mi she'ino mizera Aaron. Right? He doesn't include women in it. Now, it's clear that women don't do the Avoda. The question is that because they're a czar, or is it simply, right, a special miyut, but really that they're not czarim, right? It's some other psul. But the Radbaz already challenges the Rambam, and he says, source 3, Tzorach tam, loma hutzrachu kama miyutim lamai benos aron dechad zagi. Why is it that we needed so many exclusions of women by all the avodos, right? By each avoda we say, b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron, b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. Just say it once. So he says, V'yesh lomar. She'enam zarim legamrei, that should be. That's a typo from Parilan. L'achilas truma v'amurim v'nakachim. Because it can't be that a bas levi is completely a zar, because she eats truma, right? She is allowed to eat the murim and akachim. She's allowed to eat the parts of the karbanos that go to a kohen. So lekach tzarech lemaid osam me'al avod mikol avod v'avoda me'ab avod v'dayin zar ian. So therefore, she has to be specifically excluded from all cases of avodah because she's not really a zara. Right? She's not really, right? Whatever the psul is, it's not obvious that a bas kohen should be excluded. And I added here, right, that the same thing is mashma mari kurkis, right, that he says, shafilu shahin binos kohen, nikrayim azaram le'inyan avodah. Right, that a bas kohen is a zara, but even if it's a zara, it's only le'inyan avodah. Right? So now already we have the status of a bas kohen, where we know that she can't really be a zar, right? Because she's not fully excluded, right? There are dinim of kedushas kohen that apply to her. But on the other hand, leinyan avodah, at least the Rambam thinks that she is a zara. If you look at source 4 and 5, you'll see, right, in other halachos, the Rambam doesn't say that, right? Truma, Utrumas, Meisner, Nechol, Mekohan, Beng, Dolom, Beng, Tanam, Beng, Zachor, Beng, Akeba, Tehim, Bav, Dehim, Hakanan, and Behemtan. Right, by Truma and Meisner, Trumas, Meisner, he says very simply that Kohanim can eat it. Thanks. Right? Truma can be eaten by Kohanim, whether they're of age, not of age, male, female, their servants, etc. Shenemar, v'kohen ki k'neh nevesh, kinyan kas bovagum. Eved kohen shabarach, v'eshes kohen, shemar d'areilu ochlan. And even an Eved kohen that ran away, and Eshes kohen, who's rebelling against her husband, all those people are allowed to eat truma. So here, right, the Rambam doesn't need to specifically be marba them, right? Just said, it's obviously kohanim, they're part of kohanim, right? Them, the adults, the kids, the men, the women, then you add the avadim at the end, but it sounds like the core group of kohanim is the men and the women. Halacha, in the next, source 5, in Maizah Kabanos, the Rambam says, Chazev v'shok shel shlamim, nechalim lekohanim zecharim v'nekevo, shenemar, behem lechanis atim levanecha levanosecha, that the parts of the carbon that are given to the kohanim can be eaten by kohanim, whether they're male or female. And halacha hei, v'chen v'chor. The same thing is true, right? Again, right, end of the sentence. And all of these can be eaten by male and female kohanim. Right, so here we have the problem, right? We have, the Rambam says that there's zar l'inyan avoda. But even if you say that, it's clear that they're not zar in the full sense of the word, right? They're not a zar from kuna, right? They're, and the Rambam doesn't say, oh, a Kohen can eat Truma, and then there's a special limud for his wife, right? He said, Kohanim, Hazachar Manakevos. Okay. Now, whether or not she's a Zarlin in Avoda seems to be telling to yourselves in the Gemara. If you look at source 7, where it says, V'lech l'rachmana b'kabala v'leil shchita mina, v'shum ne'ikol mifrach ma'ala kabala shekeim sula bizar v'isha. Right, the Gemara, in the middle of a discussion about Karbano, said that one of the Avodos is pasul bizar uveisha, which sounds like she's not a zar. But if you look at the Gersh Leshita Mikubet says, he gets rid of the word isha, which would imply that, right, isha would be nichlal within the category of zar. Okay. So that's the problem we have so far, right? How do we define a bas kohen? Now, if you look at the Rambam in source 8, and this is the Rambam which discusses our Gemara before, so the Rambam there says, Maaser Rishon, Mutar ba'achila li'Yisrael, mutar la'achol b'tumah she'ein bo kedusha klal. Maaser Rishon can be eaten by anybody, because it's not kadosh. L'chein matzinu she'nemar b'maaseros, that's what we find b'maaseros, kidesh ovidiyah, kadosh ovidiyah, eino ele maaser she'ni, that the notion of kedusha or redemption is only maaser she'ni, but not maaser Rishon. Minayin she'maaser Rishon chulin, and how I know that's chulin, she'ma v'nechshav lochem, chumaschem, kidagan, minagoren, we learn now from the regular case of Yekev or Goren, of regular produce. Regular produce is Chulin, so too. Maaser Rishon is Chulin. Lefichach, and therefore, Bas Levi, Shenishbeis, O Shenivla, Bilas, Zos, Nosen Laha Maaser Rochelas. All right, so here, when the Rambam formulates our Gemara, we get the first hint at what might be behind our Gemara. I lose my makaros. Right. Okay. what might be behind Kedusha's Kahuna, and why it might be different from Levi, and perhaps we can start to resolve the problems. Right? So, does someone want to tell me what the Rambam did? Right? What's the most important word in this Rambam? This is a very... this is a trick question. It could be anything, right? You, as long as you give us... But I will ask you to substantiate your claim, depending on what word you choose, so I'm not going to let you get away with that. In general, right, very important words in Rambam are words that what, that tell you, right, connections between ideas. So which word here tells us a connection between the different ideas in this halacha? Okay. This is going to sound even more awkward on the recording. But, lefichach, right? Right? Something about the first half of the halacha influences the second half of the halacha. So what does the Rambam say here? Right? Maiser is chulin. Lefichach paslevi shnishbeto shenivela bilas nos nos la maiser velchelas. Yeah? So what does that tell me? What's the lefichach? What?
The kedusha is going to be the main factor.
The kedusha
is going to be the main factor.
By Kohen, not by Levi. Right? Think about it. Right? Meaning the lack of kedusha. Right? The absence of kedusha. Right? So now let's think how the Rambam read the Gemara, right? Let's go back to Gemara, go through our evidence, and see what we have, right? So we have our first Gemara in Bacharos that says what? Right? That there's a distinction between Bas Kohen and Bas Levi. What was the distinction between Bas Kohen and Bas Levi? Help me out here.
Levi Kavins,
Linyan. What's the context in the Gemara in Bacharos? Vijayan Abed, right? The other context in the Gemara is? Right? The Gemara brings 2 points. One is Bijan Aben, the other is? Achilles Truma versus Achilles Maizer, right? So we know that there's that this distinction. Yes? Then, right, we go on and we ask, okay, well, let's analyze for a moment the status of Bas Kohen. So what do we know about Bas Kohen? There's a machlokes whether she has the status of a Zar Linyan. Someone? Avoda, okay, right? Rambam says she's Zara Linyan Avoda. Right? The Chinuch says she isn't, right? And Satali and Tugir says in Zvachim. Yeah? But, as the Radbaz points out within the Rambam himself, right? When we say she's a Zara, she's?
Partial Zara.
She's a partial Zara, right? She's not a Zara L'chol HaDvarim, because when the Rambam talks about Truma, when the Rambam talks about Chazav Ashok, he doesn't say a Kohen can eat it, meaning male Kohanim. He says Kohanim, male, female, of age, not of age. Yes? Now we have a Rambam who says that what? That he substantiates the Gemara's argument that a Bas Levi, even if she's Nishbeis, she can still eat Truma, she can still eat Maiser. Based on what argument? That? It's Chulin. Okay. So, what's the obvious distinction that one would draw? Right? What is it about being part of the Shevet of Kohanim, right, that gives you rights? Kedusha. And what about Levi? Well, it's not Kedusha. Whatever it is, we haven't gotten to what it is, but whatever it is, it's not Kedusha.
Is it not Kedusha or is it just a lower level?
Well, what does the Rambam say? Because it's Chulin. I mean, there's clearly something special about Levium, right? They get certain rights, right? They do certain jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, but, right, it's clear, it seems to not be Kedusha, or at least not inherent Kedusha. Okay. I'll skip some of the Makars that are a little bit more complicated. Namely, what?
Stephen K. does that all the time.
So you're telling me I shouldn't do it? I should prove that I can get through all these makaros without in less time.
No, you never skip stuff.
Thank you. Okay, that's what I thought. It's also so not like him.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what's in them though. If you look at, for example, at source 9, right, Tosfos rejects this basic argumentation of the Rambam because there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Yevamos between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. And Reb Meir thinks that, in fact, Chulin, that Meiser Shane, Meiser Rishon, is Asher Lazarim. Despite the fact that he's Asher Lazarim, he still holds with the Gemara in Bechoros. Right? So Tosfos holds that it's possible to simultaneously think that there is Kedushas Meiser and still hold that, right, a Bas Levi who is raped will still be, her son will still be Petura from Pidyon HaBen. Right, but the Rambam doesn't think that's true, right? The Rambam thinks that there's a fundamental connection between the notion that Meiser Lumat Truma is Kadosh and the fact that the Kedushas Leviya, or whatever the status of Leviyim, can be Mechulal. The Mishnah Melech just points out what I just said in source 10. Okay, so that's first half. Now we'll answer the problems and we won't be done in that much longer. Okay, right, so let's quickly summarize. Someone want to summarize what we did so far one more time? Because it's complicated. And I don't want blank looks looking back at me. Good. Right. So first thing we know that according to the Rambam, she's a zara lenin avodah, she's not a zara lenin other things, right? And it's clear that she, it's not just that she can't eat truma, but that she's not a zara lenin truma. Yes, right? And we know that because the Rambam doesn't have a special limud. He just says kol a kohanim zachar mina kevos, both by truma and by chazav ashok. Yeah. So that tells us what? That Le'inyan. And therefore. Good. So what do we see? That there's a connection between. Good. Okay. So Adkan. Right, the presentation of the problem. Now let's try to actually assess the maskana. What it is the what is the nature of kedushas bas kohen or kedushas kahuna such that it extends to the female members of the Kohanic tribe, right? Versus bas levi. So if you look at source 11, and this is part of why my makors are a little bit long because you can see, right? Source 11, three words, right? The mitzvah in the koteret, the Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of the levi? If you skip down two sources, to source 13, what is the Rambam's description when he says the obligation of Kohanim to work in the Beis HaMikdash? Somebody? Read it, three words. The Kadesha Kohen Lavodah. What's the obvious difference? Kedusha. If you look at source 12, Sefer HaMitzvah is more explicit. HaMitzvah Chav Gimel. Hu Shesevenu Alevim Levad. La'avod b'mikdash ba'avodot yiduot. Kamo ni'ilad ha'sharim. V'lo marashir ha'makarpan. The 23rd mitzvah is that the Levim have to work in the Beis HaMikdash. They have to sing songs. I tell you this, Rambam terrifies me to no end. The Rav used to very famously say that if the Levim didn't also open doors, he would have been out of a job. The irony, of course, being that the name Soloveitchik means? It means nightingale, right? It means nightingale because he was a Levi, right? It's a Levi name. It means that you have a great voice. What? I'm a Levi, yeah. Yeah. But I know you're a Kohen. Baruch Hashem, you don't have to sing.
You don't have to doubt.
True, but I have to wash your hands. I'm not sure who got the better end of the deal here. Al karcho, klamar shu chovav etzivui mutal alav be'achreach. So first thing we see when we're describing the difference between the obligation of Kohanim and Levim to work, if you are medayik in the Rambam, the difference is Kohanim is described the word the kadesh, kedusha, not true by Levim. Continues source 14. Hakohanim Huvdilu michal alavim lavod is a karbano shenemar. Havdel Aaron la'akdisho kodesh hakodeshim. Right, the Kohanim are separated from the rest of the Levim to work. Umitzus ase la'avdila Kohanim uli kadsham. And not only is a mitzvah for them to work, but who's this mitzvah on? Right, mitzvah ase he la'avdila Kohanim uli kadsham. What? On everyone else, right? Everyone else separates the Kohanim and sanctifies them, right? Ulachinam the Korban Shunemar Vikidashto Kiz Lechem Elohecha Umakriv Mitzara Kol Adam Yisrael Linhog Ben Kavod Harbei. And not only do we separate you and sanctify you for the Avodah, what do we do? What? You would be surprised how often I've seen this acted out. I remember I was in YU. I was coming out of Shacharis with Tuvia Brander, and Tuvia opened the door, and someone was walking behind us, and he looks at Tuvia, he's like, "I'm sorry, I can't walk through the door. You're a Kohen, and I'm chayev to mekadesh you." And Tuvia's like, "I'm mochel. You're not allowed to be mochel. I don't accept." We're like, "Fine, we're going to leave. You can stay inside if you would like."
They get our kavod and our charity, but not our land.
Thank you.
But he does have the power to make. He does technically have the power to say, like, you have to open the door for us.
Clearly, that's what you have the full power to do. I want to try an experiment. I want you to try that with the Brooklyn scene tomorrow and see how that one goes. I'm putting 50 shekel on that one if you try that, okay?
Probably would open the door.
But Rav Aaron would open the door, that's not the problem. Try with other people, you might get a different response. Okay. Vitarakal Adam Yisrael. Linukba and Kavod Harbe. You have to honor them a lot. I did have a friend in high school who was very machbid on this. He's like, "Ziring, this is your mitzvah. Open the door for me. Give me food." Okay. Anyways, ulahak devosim v'chol davar shevikdusha liftoch b'tara rishon levarach rishon v'lital mana yafet rishon. Now, you know, there's always the way of getting around, you know, such things. You know, Rav Tabori routinely, when he wants to, you know, he'll offer it to someone as a kohen, and they'll say, "Well, how does it go?" Was it Rav Tabori? You know the Gemara in Horios, right? The hierarchy, Kohanim Leviim, right? Kohanim Leviim, right? What changes the hierarchy, right? Who goes before a Kohen?
Talmud Chacham.
Talmud Chacham, right? So, right? Yeah, you know, the response. But how does the Gemara phrase it? What type of Talmud Chacham?
I haven't done the Gemara.
Right. The Gemara's phrase is Afil Talmud Chacham Mamzer Kodem LeKohen Gadol. Right. So you can see how this can, between people who are a little bit too much into Gemara, this can be a very interesting dialogue between them. I've seen it happen. Okay, so anyways, so the Gemara continues. So the Rambam continues. If you look, source 15, Hamitzvah Lamed Bet. He should. You know what? We should have our Kohen read it because he's enjoying all the honor we're giving him here. And I always have to offer you to read first. Yeah, 15. who would you like to appoint? Okay, yeah. The chabed, right, to honor, right? The chabed zera Aharon. Uli nasam. Lift them up, lerom emam, exalt them. Okay, v'nasim madregotam madrega kodemet rishona. And even if they protest and say, "No, I don't want the kavod," right? You can't listen to them. You have to give him the kavod. Just loving it. Yeah.
Is that called galah?
Right, this is because why do you have to respect a Kohen? Because God chose them. V'hu amro yitalev yitbarach shemo. Right, so not only do we honor them in terms of avoda, but in terms of everything, right? We let them bench first, we let them speak first.
Let's
alomar.
I'm just trying to, you know, bring myself down a bit.
Okay, right. It's against their will, right? We have to sanctify them. They have to accept the kedusha, even bali mumin. Because you shouldn't say that, even though this one, right, doesn't bring karbanos. Right, why should we honor him? Therefore it says they should be holy. Hazera nichbad kulo, the entire right family, the entire progeny of Aaron, Tumim, Ubal Mum, whether they have a mum or not. And we explain this throughout the Torah. Great. Okay. Sifra, next source. How do we know that if he doesn't want it, we do it against his will? Right, this is the source. I've been so sick this week. Source 17. A kohenes. Right, let's expand this notion of kedusha. Kohenes, a bas kohen, ocheles, hamatanos, afal pishi nusili Israel, even if she's married to Israel. Right, even though she's mibnei she'ein ben kedusha, right, they don't have kedusha. V'lo'od el abal ochel matos beklal ishto. Not only that, she can magically extend some of the kedusha to her husband. Aval chalala ain't ocheles, but if she is a chalala. Right, she slept with someone that she shouldn't have. She right, or is the child of that? She ain't called him a kohen, because then she's not a kohen anymore. Bein ratzah kohen limkor amatanos elitnan b'matana afil akom alchilim klom alchilim shein ben kedusha klal. Or the matanos, right, that she can extend to her husband because it doesn't really have kedusha. But the things that are actually kadosh, she has to keep for herself because she's mizera aharon and therefore she is kadosh. Right, source 18. The Mishnah comments al cholei nocheles umishkol nami shaklin emine. They came into Nivela Lipasola, Pakamini Kedushasam. And not only that, but we take it away from her. And not only, now, what's the problem in this whole thing, right? Right? Coming back to original Gemara, right? She lost the status of Kohen, but what should she still have?
Kedusha?
Of? Levi, because we, right? So Mishnah Lach says, no, I feel Kedusha Levi ain't but. She's not even a Leviya. Right? So now, right, what the Mishnah points out is not just that something about Kohanim is about Kedusha and Levi not, but that despite the fact that in theory Akiva and I are both from the same Shevet, we're not from the same Shevet, right? He's from a Shevet called Kohanim, and I'm from the Shevet called Levim, right? And if I were, right, if he was to lose his status of Kedusha, he would be a Yisrael, right? He would be a Shevetless Yisrael, right? He wouldn't even be a Levi, right? He wouldn't like fall back to my status, which is, you know, a horrible place to be. He would fall lower. Fine. So that's Kohen, right? Kohen, if you look through all the sources, the status of Kahuna derives from Kedusha, from holiness. And therefore, right, it's sensitive, right? And if she's Nivala, it dissipates, right? And therefore, once she's Nivela, she's not even a Levi, right? Her Kedusha is transformed because it's Kuna. And therefore, right? Her son is chayiv in a Pidgin Abed, right? Her ability to eat Truma stems from the fact that she has Kedushas going that simply is Mizera Aaron, right? She can't work in the base of Mikdash, but that's a special Miyu. Okay. Now, the Levium are not that. The Levium, it's not Kedusha, because as we've seen several times, right? Something about the fact that Kohanim are Kadosh means that their Kedusha is more sensitive and therefore it's easily Mechulal, right? Easily dissipates. So what's special about Levi?
They're not
Don't say nothing. I'll be very offended. What's special about Leviim? Well, that's true of Kohanim also. What's special about Leviim? Right, it's very simple. Pshuto, right? Pshuto, Shamikra. What? Chose them to do what?
Work.
Yeah, right. To work in the base of Mikdash as the assistants of the Kohanim, right? Right. What's the what are the classic Levi names? Right. Anyone know classic Levi names? What? Segal, which stands for Skan LaKohanim, right? You can ask Ellie, right? Okay. So let's look now how the Rambam formulates the status of the Leviim. Source 19. Sheya'avod Halevi b'mikdash. Thanks. Okay, someone else want to read while my throat is dying and I get more water? Someone read 19. 19 short. Okay, anyone besides from Marty want to read, because I don't want to force this upon him. I've already forced it upon one going. Right, so what are the two mitzvahs we know about Leviim? And? I mean, his friend can't steal his job, right? If he is a door opener, right, his friend who's a singer can't open the door from him and make him sing. Right? You're a lady, right? So let's say, you know, tomorrow Beis HaMikdash is built, and you know, in their infinite chachma, you are chosen as a singer, and I am chosen as a door opener. Okay. And then one day I lose my mind and I decided I really, really, really want to be a singer, and everyone else really wants to hear my voice. That's an Isser Daraisa, right? I have to allow you to sing so we can all benefit. And I have to stand by the door and smile, right? That's my job. And you can't decide that you're sick of singing. You have to just keep singing in that choir. And you have to let me have the easy job of opening the door.
No one said you have to smile when you open the door.
I sort of imagine it like the Walmart greeters. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. Okay. If you look at the expansion of it. What?
This is my phone.
Different, but... Okay, so it's verse 20. The Rambam says, "Hamitzvah ayin bet." What's the 72nd mitzvah? He shehizra levim hasik b'davar bin avodas miyuchodes lekohanim. Kohanim gam kim esazik b'davar miyavodas miyuchodes levim. Kohanim and levim also can't switch places. Lizeh kishtei la mishpachot. Because these two families, klomar kohanim velevim lekol mishpacha mehen avodam yuchedet lo b'mikdash. Each of these families has their own job. Uba azar menu yitalel lishneihem. And the warning comes to both of them. Yachad, together, shalom, la avod, echem, mayhem, bavod is acher. They can't work in other jobs. Ella, kol kad mayhem, bimashin stava, each group with their commanding motion. Emar, each ish, lavadov el maso, va'alav, shebabahem, umrub levim, and the love comes from by levim, ach el, remegdash el mizbech, lo yigashu, vachrein, shavid, vidaber, lakoanim, vamar, lo yamuzu, gam heim, gam atem. Rotze, baze, what does it mean to say? Sha'atem, gam kein koam, you're just like them. Kmoshe is haritim, ha'asos, avodatchem, just like I told the levim, they can't do the work of kohanim. Who claim mikdash mizbech, meaning, deal with the kalim and the zbeach. You can't do their work. The shon zifrei, and what does zifrei? Al kliyak kolish on zbeach lo yigashu. Azhar v'le musu onesh ain li alavim she anush mazharim alavodas hakohanim kohanim alavodas alavim. Minayin tamalomer gamim avodah lechaverta minayin. Right. And this is the addition. Right. Not only kohanim warned about levim, levim warned about kohanim. And how do I know that even Akiva and I can't switch places? Right. Minayin tamalomer gam atem. Special limud kvar bikesh b'shuv ben Chananya l'sayez Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah ba'agavas delatzos. Right, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to help. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah open the door. Amar lo chazor lach harach. He said, get out of here. Shekvar atam mitzchayim. V'nav shekal yurchay misa. Shani min ha-mesharim. V'ata min ha-mesharim. Because I'm a door opener and you're a singer. Hinei, kvar hisbar lecha. I explained to you. Kiko, Levi, shiyavad mikdash zulat avodato ha-miyuchet lo chay misa v'di shamayim. Any Levi who works in the base of mikdash. Not. His own avodah is chay misa v'di shamayim. The Kohanim do the Oz Levim. It's Asur, but it's only Malkus, but not Misa. So far we've seen two things, right? One is when the Rambam phrases the mitzvos of the Levim, we lack Kedusha, but what do we have? Avoda. Second thing we have, which is unique to Levim, is what? That there's Nisr Daraisa for what?
Switching places,
even amongst each other. What about Kohanim? Does that exist?
Yeah, but not
no, right?
Oh, between
Kohanim yeah. Within Kohen, no. So, what all of this comes down to is the following. There's much evidence that what does it mean to be a Kohen? Very simply, Kedusha, right? It means that you have Kedusha. What makes you special is you have Kedusha. Now, what does that Kedusha do for you? I understand. It's a Kohanim in joke. I understand. What? What?
It allows you to eat Truma.
What else does it allow you to do?
Gets you kavod.
It allows you to work in the base of Mikdash. Meaning, what's the chicken and what's the egg? For Kohanim, what they start with Kedusha. Then from Kedusha, everything else stems. Right? They're allowed to work in the base of Mikdash. They get Truma. They get Chazev Vishok. And that Kedusha extends to Kohanim, to Bas Kohen, etc. What about Leviim? Right? What came first? Their special status or their obligation to do Avoda? Avoda. Right? There is no mitzvah l'kadesh ha-levim. There's a mitzvah to make them work. Once they work in the Beis HaMikdash, so mimela, right, we get 10% of all of your money. Right? It's not a bad deal. Right? But we should be nice to you because you can choose which levy you give it to. I understand. Fine. Yes? No, meaning, right, their status derives from that. But there's no particular kavo to a kohen, right, to a levi, right? Meaning, even the what kavo do we ever give to a levi? Torah reading. Good. Now, what does the Gemara in Gittin say, Defin and Tess, if there's no kohen there? Who gets sheni?
Israel,
right? The Gemara said, Dispar the chavila. And there's a machlokes amongst the Rishonim. Does that mean that a levi isn't allowed to get anything? Or a levi can get Rishon, but you don't have to give it to him, right? But either way you go, right, when the Kohen leaves, right, when there's no Kohen there, right, the Levi status somewhat dissipates, right? He either is allowed to get Rishon, but doesn't have to, or he's not allowed to get Rishon without a Kohen, right? Without a Kohen, he gets nothing, not Rishon, not Shani, not anything, right? We paskin that you can give it. But it's Machlok Rishonim.
You wouldn't give him Shani either.
You wouldn't give him anything. Right, without a Kohanim, the Gemara's phrase is Nispar de Chavila. The rope has been, right, has splintered. So that's the Machlok Rishonim. But you can only give him Rishon, right? You can't give a Yisrael and then a Levi. You can never go down like that, right?
Can you give a Levi and then a
what?
Can you
give a Levi and then a Rishon? No. You can only give one, right? You get one.
But if it's only Levi and a Minyan.
If there's only Levi and a Minyan, then it's a Machlokas. Most Rishonim say you give it to Levim. The Maharami Rittenberg says you give it to?
No one.
Women and Ketanet. Yeah, it's Maharami Rittenberg. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Not La Halacha, but it's quoted in the Beis Yosef. You should know that like a lot of these truvos about like women getting aliyos all come back to this Maharami Rittenberg, but this weird case of a city that only had Kohanim and Levim, and the Maharami Rittenberg said the women and children should get the aliyos instead of the Kohanim and Levim. The same was true of Kohanim. They all leave.
You can't have anyone answer it.
Something like that, yeah.
Give it to them.
Didn't you say there was a give cover to the Kohanim, and that's why like the bench first
What?
Didn't you say there's a mitzvah to honor Kohanim, that's why
they Yeah, but there's no such thing for a Levi.
The Gemara says that the only reason they get the first Aliyah and the bench first is because of the Shaf, they're Shaf, not just like the intrinsic.
No, that's why we don't. That's why we don't give it to a Talmud Chacham when there's a Kohen there, right? Okay. Meaning because Maker Adin, even though there's a Kohen, because Talmud Chacham is above Kedushas Kohen. The reason we don't give it to a Talmud Chacham instead of a Kohen is because what would happen? Someone would say you're not a big enough Talmud Chacham to be docha my Kedushas Kohuna, right? Then that's the Dark Yeshalom there, not the right. The notion of right. Meaning it's not on the whole. Meaning, it's on the order, but the notion of giving Kohen first is true. It's just that we could have done other things. We could have given it to a Talmud Chacham. Okay, so Al Regal Achas, right? After 50 minutes, what time is it, by the way? Well, 10:40. Yes, 10:38. Okay, whatever, right? So Regal Achas, what it seems, when you go through all the Rambam, is that Kuhuna starts with Kedusha. Right, to be a Kohen means to be Kadosh. It means to have a special status. From that, we derive that you do Avoda. Right, but therefore, right, there's nothing specific. Any Kohen can do any Avoda, because except for the Kohen Gadol, you know, the roles of Kohen Gadol, because the Kohanim are the Kohanim. Right, and they do Avoda, and depending on whether they're male or female, they, right, females can't, but they do eat Truma, they do eat Chazav Eshok. Right, Levim, it's not true. Levim, there's no Kedusha, there's responsibilities, and from that responsibilities stems a unique status. But what it starts with is their separation and their role as Levian. Right? If that's the case, so coming back to the original Gemara, right? When the Levi, the boss Levi, is raped, so there's no Kedusha there to be Mechalel. Right? She's not Kadosh, she has a status, she's a Levi, she's special because she's a Levi, but there's no Kedusha, right? Therefore she maintains her rights, she still gets Miser, and she still is pother from her son is pother from Pidyon HaBen. But a Kohen, right, a Kohen, their status, right, is because of Kedusha, and Kedusha is sensitive. Kedusha can disappear. So if she's raped, right, she can't eat Truma, her son is Chayv in Pidyon HaBen. She doesn't even become a Levi, because it's not like Kohen builds on Levi. Kuhuna is Kedusha. Levi is responsibility. Levi is a status. Yeah.
Wait, so why did the woman with the get the status if you don't do that?
It's a very good question. I have no idea. It seems to be true, but I have no idea. Presumably, right, that right, the status, right, does give, right, the a responsibility does give the shevet a certain status, and that is therefore shared. But yeah, it's a little bit odd. Okay. Yeah, Reuben. So again, right, it's the collective. Presumably, that's what you're going to have to say. Okay, now, so that, in a nutshell, right, is Rosenzweig's thesis on this Gemara, right, that what all the sources tell you is that really there's two types of issues going on completely. Kahuna is about Kedusha. Leviut is not about Kedusha. It's about status, but not, right, status that comes with responsibilities or responsibilities that cause status, but it's not about Kedusha per se. Now, this is not entirely 100% clear. Right? If you look, for example, in Source 23, Magen Avraham there says that he's talking about what's it called? Duchening. Imanjum Kohen El Akata and Koronoso, Awalegani Mesuba, Gimikro, Lokoen, Bamim, etc., etc. Radbad cause of the Ain Koren, Lokoen Kata, and Laminyan Shlosha, Valkoren, Laminyan Shiva, sorry, it's about Elios. Right? The Radbad says you can't call a Kohen Kata, you can't for three, but you can't for seven. Vilinira, and I think the mitzvah Zasei, the Vikidashto, Lonemar, Al Kohen Kata. That the mitzvah of Vikidashto in its totality doesn't exist by a Kohen Kata. Why? Doksiv Giz Lechem El Kacha, Humakre, Vikatan Lav Baravodahu. Right? So Magen Avraham is Cholek. Right? All this whole thesis, right, is not true according to Magen Avraham, who thinks that even Kahuna stems from your ability to be Oved. If you look in Source 24, in the Chinuch, Veloshon Sifra, V'kidasho, Al-Karcho, Klomer, Shuz, Amitzvah, Anachnu, Tzaveinu, Ba, V'ein Zeh, V'v'chirat HaKohen, V'od Amru, Kedoshim, Yiyu, L'Elem, Al-Karcham, V'yakodesh, Rabbis, Ba'alim, Mumin, Shlo Nemar, Acher shezeinu roi lahakriv lechem aleihem. But the chinuch paskins against the Magen Avraham, right? Magen Avraham paskins the chinuch, like the, and the, right, quoting the Sifra, that it's not true, right? That by kohanim, even if you're a mum, you're a bal mum, or even if you're a kohen, right, you still have kedusha. The kedusha still applies. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, source 25. This is by Dochanan, so he says, Mimu Echad Chulei, Vavilu Yesh, Im Yesh, Imo Od Echad Katan, Pachon Men Yud Gimel Shana. If there's one Kohen there, and then a Katan, Gamkin Eino Kore Kohanim, you don't say Kohanim, because there aren't Kohanim there, there's only Kohen. Rabbi Chadesh Mefakbek Wazen, Rabbi Chonsin argues that perhaps if this Machlokes is basically the, right, whether this Mahalach that we're suggesting is true at all. Right, is a katan kohen who is not yet a bar avoda. Right, is he ra'i to say kohanim about? Right, if it's Akiva and do you have a brother less than 13? What? Six. There we go. Right, so
he was banned from
Duffy
because he was the loudest one.
You haven't been to YU. Trust me, no one will be heard over Rav Cohn.
Rav Cohn.
Yes. Rav Yitzchak Cohn. Okay. So Rav Aaron suggests that perhaps this Mahalech, whether it's true or not, is totally in the Machlokas and Mabit, Brichadash, right? Is a Kohen Katan enough to say Kohanim about? Now, if you look at the Mabit, it's a very nice Chakira with a nice Nafkamina. It happens to be, if you look at the Mabit, it has nothing to do with it whatsoever. If you look at the Mabit, it's explicit. Not that way. Mabit says it's about, it's a technical question in Kavod. But the theoretical question is possible. But if you look at the sources, it's not true. Here I put in tiny little sources, right? That, right, explicitly in the Shut, Shevet HaSofer, who I have no idea who it is, but when I was learning the Sugya when I was in Shanabet, when I was doing Sota, so I found this Tshuva and I had it in my notes, who says that that's exactly the Machlokes, right? The Machlokes about whether a Katan Kohen or a Balmum Kohen gets all the status of Kohen or not. Is this machlokas? Is where do we get the notion of kedushas kuna? Is it from the pasuk of vikidashto that implies that it's an intrinsic kedusha to kohanim, or is it from milechem elkechu makriv, right, which implies that no, just like we said saw by Leviim that it's their ability to be oved that gives them their special status. The same is true by kohanim. Okay, so to summarize, right, we started with the Gemara in Bechoros that said that. If a bas kohen, let me just summarize, and then we'll then questions, and then I'll summarize your quality for you in 3 minutes. Okay, if a bas kohen is raped, right, she can no longer eat truma, and she can, and her son is now chayev in pinyan ben. And this is not true by a bas levi. We asked why, and we suggested pachod yoter that what that kuhuna is about kedusha. It's about a special status. Levi is not. Levi, you're a special group of people, but it's not about Kedusha per se. You're separate, and that separateness fundamentally stems from the fact that you work in the Beis HaMikdash, but what starts is your distinction as the group who are Oved, but it's not Kedusha per se. And how does that manifest itself? So, it manifests itself here with the fact that Kedusha's Kohen is more sensitive, right? It can dissipate, which is not true of Levi. And there are many indications that by an Ashes Kohen, or by a Bas Kohen, right, she has, even though she's not Ovedes, right, she is still Kadosh. Because while the Rambam says she's Zar, first of all, other people say she's not a Zar at all. And it's a special Psul. And there are certain Nafkaminas we don't get into, right? Tuma and Begadim, etc. But she's not a Zar, as the Rambam points out, because she's included in the Ikra Mitzvah of Achilas Truma. She's included in the Ikra ability to eat Chazav Eshok. And this comes out because you look through the Lashon that always, by Levi, what's emphasized is that he's Oved. The mitzvah is La'avod. By Kohanim, it's not true. What's emphasized is La'kadesh, HaKohanim, right? In addition to the Avoda, we have to be Mechabe them. We have to let them be Poseach Rishon, be Korei Rishon, get Mane Rishon, etc., right? We have to give them the best food at the table, right? That's a explicit Din Shulchan Aruch, right? Take that one. I'm sure you love it, right? Now, there are outlying shitas. The Magen Avraham thinks that's not the case, right? The Magen Avraham thinks that a katan does not have the status of a full kohen because he's not at the status of a lechem elokechu makriv. But as we pointed out, that goes against the sifrei, which is nifsak lalocha and the chinuch. There's a possible nafkamina, but whether we say kohanim when it's Akiva and his brother who was banned from duchening, right? When they get up, can we say kohanim or not? But if you actually look at the Mekoros, right, it doesn't seem to be the case. The Mabit doesn't think that's what it is. But it's a possible nafkamina. The Shush David HaSefer does understand it that way. And he says, yeah, you know, one could be cholik. If one was cholik on this whole mahalach, then you'd say that, yeah, a katan is not a full kohen. But Pasha says it's not the case, that kuhuna, unlike levia, is not fundamentally linked to the status of their status as ovdim b'beis hamikdash. It's linked to the intrinsic kedusha of the kohanim, and that is kol zera aharon. That is, males, females, gedolim, ktanim, doesn't matter. Right? So that, in a nutshell, right, is the difference between kedushas kohen and kedushas levi. Right? And that's why, right, bas kohen can eat Bitruma. Now, what's the problem, right? Which we'll get to in a second. I'll get questions first, and then I'll summarize here clearly. Right? This is all background, because if this is all true, the obvious problem, right, is our whole Gemara. Right? Is our Gemara takes a devar pashut, that who can eat truma? Not just a bas kohen, but eishes kohen, right? Right? A katan is fine, but eishes kohen and evid kohen. And if all of this is true, right, then we really need to explain what is it about, right, Eved and Isha that can extend this category, which ostensibly should not be extendable, because Kedusha, unlike status, is, right, inherent. Question.
Shouldn't then, if saying that, if so, Kedusha was based off that Lechem HaDavim HaKviv, then we said that then a Katana should have Kedusha.
A Katan should be.
Sorry, Katan should have
Kedusha.
Right. So then why wouldn't Levim, as comes from their avoda, would you say for sure that a woman or a katan wouldn't?
Right, so that's what we said before, right? So you have to say is that, right, that's the problem, right? The Levim, you'll have to say that, right, it's their ability as a class to be involved in the avoda, and, but yeah, it's not that smooth, right? It's much easier to understand by Kohanim than it is by Levim, because by Levim, but then again, there really isn't a manifestation of it, right? By Levim, because, right, meaning it's chulin, right? Meaning, Meiser is chulin, so what's the nafkamina, right? So they don't work in the Beis HaMikdash, but even Yisrael could eat, right, Meiser. So what's the question? Can you give it l'chadchila to a woman, right, as opposed to giving it to her husband, then she'll, right? There's not such a nafkamina, right? So it's, the nafkamina really is, right, by Pidyon HaBen, but Pidyon HaBen is a different question. It's just that, right, if you're related to Mishpachas Kohen or Levi, so you don't need to be nifta because you already, right? Right, that's like a, it's a status, you are a Mishpachat Levi. Okay. So, all this brought us to Shir Klali a few weeks ago, which, right? And basically, I've made it very easy for you. I went to the notes that are on Torah Haral, which are organized. I think these were Gerti's notes. Gerti, you don't know him. He was in Yeshiva when I was here for his 17th year, and then he went to get a PhD in mathematics. Cool guy. He wrote four of the Ravaran Svarim, and he wrote five of his own while he was here. They're very weird. They're Hebetim Ilchatiyim B'Shitara B'chinot. It's a mixture of Rav Breuer and Rav Aaron, and like the footnotes are like, in the Little Princess it says, and it's like, he's wonderful, he's brilliant, but very strange. So Rav Aaron points out there's really four ways of understanding it, right? There are two psukim that are brought for to explain the extensions of Achilas Truma to Eishes Kohen and Eved Kohen. One is Beisecha, right? Kinyan Beisecha. The other one, one is Beisecha and one is Kinyano, right? Kinyan Kaspo. Right? One is the notion that he's part of the house, right? And one is that these people have been acquired by the Kohen. And each of those break down. If you look, source 27, right, the Sifrei, the Beitcha Rachav, right, assumes that what allows us to extend Achilas Truma is the notion that they're in the bayit of the Kohen, and we understand this expansively, namely, Kol Tahor V'Vizcha Yochlenu, Lama Nemar, V'Lo Kar Nemar, Kol Tahor V'Vizcha Yochalo So, Matal Mar, Kol Tahor V'Vizcha Yochlenu, V'Avi Yis Bas Yisrael, Mu'rezes L'Kohen, Shetei Yochelet B'Truma. And to tell you that an Ages Kohen, who is Mu'rezes to a Kohen, can eat, right? She is in the status of Beisecha, right? Source 28 and 29 also learn from Beisecha, but learn it in a limited fashion. Right? Bas Yisrael Mures L'Kohen, Muberis Mikohen Shemeres Yavam L'Kohen, Chayin Bas Kohen L'Yisrael, Lo Zolcha B'Truma. Right? A Bas Yisrael who's engaged to a Kohen cannot have Truma. And if you look, the way the Yerushalmi understand it, as opposed to the Bavli, says that Bas Yisrael Mures L'Kohen, Bas Yisrael Mures Lekohen, why can't you eat Truma? Because called Tor Beisecha Yochlanu. Veles he go Beise. Anyone who's Tor in your house can eat it, and she's not in his house. Right? That's source one, right? Called Tor Beisecha, right? Beisecha is the bias of the Kohen. So the Bavli understands that she is in the bias, right? There's a technicality, she can't eat it, Simpron, whatever, but she's in the bias, and that's all there is to it. The Yerushalmi understands the Mishnah as no, right? An Eishes Kohen is not in Beisecha until she's actually in Nesua. The next pasuk that's brought is Kinyan Kaspo, that it's acquired by the Kohen. So, the Gemara in Kedushin in Dach Hei said that what? Amar Ula Dvar Torah Aruza Bais Yisrael Lecheles Be Truma. Shenemar v'chon ki yikne nevesh kinyan kaspo v'hai kinyan kaspo. Very simply, an arusa, she is already acquired to the Kohen. We learned it out from kinyan kaspo, and she is kinyan kaspo. Matam ramoino chelik zirishem izgul lakos b'veis aviyav ishkenu v'achil lachoseh, because she might take it home and give it to her family. And the Gemara by us suggests the Shita who's more limited and says Tashma kvar shalach yochan ben bagbag eitzar rabbi yudav meser lenitzvin shamati alecha sha'ata omar arusa b'yisra lachelik b'truma. Shalach lavata yata omar kain, don't you say it, muchzani bach shada baki v'chadrei Torah lishr b'chav ha'chomer yata yodea, right? I know that you're good at kavachomers, don't you know the halacha? Ma shivcha kananish ein v'yasa machilas b'truma kaz machilas b'truma zushu v'yasa machilas b'truma ein adin shakaz machilas b'truma, right? We learned it out from the kama v'chomer from shivcha. Right? But where do we learn it from? Shivcha, which means where do we learn it from? Kinyan Kaspo. Right? So, what we started out with, right, was the notion of Kedushas Kahuna. Right? What allows a Kohen to do everything, including Achilas Truma, is Kedusha. And that status includes Kohanim and Bas Kohanim, right? But what about, right, the expansions? So what the Sukkim or Machadesh is that even though fundamentally Truma is Shayach to Kohanim because they're Kadosh, right, we expand it in one of two ways. Either we expand it because of Beisecha, right, that we expand who's in their house, or we say that no, there's a special halacha that Kinyan Kaspo, anybody that's owned by the Kohen, can eat Truma. And then we quibble, is a Mureset, is she in Beisecha, is she not in Beisecha, is she Kinyan Kaspo, is she not Kinyan Kaspo. But what would be the nafkamina? So, one of the nafkaminas that suggested is that one of the achronim, right, I don't know who, because Rav Aharon doesn't know who either. Rav Aharon says that Rav Amital quoted one of the achronim who said that even though it's true that an Eishes Kohen can eat Truma, what can't she do? Like a bracha. And what Rav Aharon suggested is that if all this is true, right, we could suggest that even when there are expansions, that, right, it doesn't fully expand because there's a special, in addition to the Kedushas Kohen that allows you to eat Truma, there's also rights of the Kohanim. But those rights don't imply Kedusha. And if you look, for example, in the Mishnah Rishona, in his parish, in the 8th parak of Truma's Mishnah Aleph, he says, right, he brings these two tzadim, right, Tzarech Enim Yochel Lomar Kedushanu Mitzvosav Bim Kedusha Asur Shal Aron Kemen She'enam Mizera Aron. Right, you have to ask, can they really say the bracha? Because they're not Mizera Aron. Odima Holam V'Olam Machmas Kedusha Aron Shaper Dami. Or do you say that no, what we learn from Kinyan Kaspro and we learn from Beso is that even though it's a notion of Kedusha, right, that Kedusha can extend, and since they're eating Midin Kedusha Asur Shal Aron, right, they can even make a bracha. But you see that the logical place that there's going to be a problem is going to be bracha, because while we can posit that there's an expansion beyond the Kohanim, it's very hard to say that Kedusha, which is by definition innate, intrinsic, and can be violated, could also be extended in a fundamental way to Eishes Kohen. Now the Rambam does baskin, they can make a bracha, but you see conceptually why it's a problem, and why the Achronim suggest is not true. Now we can suggest that no, that's not the case, that you can in certain ways buy in to Kohen, or distinguish between Isha and Eved. Right, that Isha becomes, right, Ishto Kagufo becomes, can actually marry in Kedushas Kohen, and Eved can't, which is another distinction that the Achronim suggest. No? Okay. So, it is not 11 o'clock. Yes?
2 minutes left.
So, right, to summarize very quickly, right? Al Panav. Kuhuna comes from Kedusha, and that extends to Kol Mishpachat HaKohanim. That's not true of Leviim. And Levim, it's a status, but it's not Kedusha, right? What that leaves us with is to explain why an Ashes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and that's what our Gemara deals with. So we have two possibilities, right? Either the criteria is Beso, or the criteria is Kinyan Kaspro, and the Gemara between the Bavli Yerushalmi and the Sifrei argue is an Arusa already Beso or not? Is she Kinyan Kaspro or not? But once we extend it, right, there are some who think that even when we're extending it, she can't make a bracha, and that would make a lot of sense, because Kedusha is innate. And even if she makes a bracha, right, it's because maybe it's only by Ishto Shel Kohen, because by Ishto Shel Kohen we can talk about she married in, it's Kedushaso, it's Ishto Kikufo, but by Evid you wouldn't be able to say it. But that is Od Chazon Lamo 8, and we finished before 11 o'clock. A little bit longer than I thought, but before 11 o'clock.